lovely people. Welcome to yet another week of our podcast. I'm Noreen.
I am Amanda.
And together we are
Love Is It.
Where the U is for you. All right, people, welcome back to another episode of Love Isn't. Well, you do realize what the title of the episode is, right?
Who, me or the people?
You.
Oh, yes.
I'm not actually, why would I be asking people that are listening, not part of the recording, to know what the topic is?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, we are here today to talk about people's least favorite subject, or the one thing that people tend to like shy away from talking about.
Which is?
If you guessed funerals, you got it. Truth be told, no one guessed funerals. Like, people probably guessed other things before they said funerals. Like, that is the last thing we think about.
Unless if they looked at the title, they were like, okay. This is going to be...
Obviously, when you're looking at it, yes, you would have. But yes, we are here to talk about funerals. So, am I giving the context or are you giving the context?
You can give the context.
No, guys, I don't even know why I even ask half the time. I do not know why I ask.
What do you ask for?
I do not even know why I be asking certain things. Clearly, it's just going to fall on me. So, social distancing? Is that where we're starting?
Okay, we can start there.
Yeah. Social distancing is a show on Netflix that was recorded remotely, I think, on people's computers, basically. It's almost like a Zoom thing of like a series telling different stories and experiences of people during the quarantine. And one of them, which I guess we both really enjoyed, was about funerals and how funerals have transitioned from being something that we gather to do to doing them online and having different people like participate, but maybe you don't get to view the body, and people are more towards the cremation more than it is about the thing. I think I want to be cremated. And the reason being, let us not waste money on a coffin. Okay? Let us not waste money on an outfit, because if you leave me be the one who decides what outfit I should put on, guys, I'm telling you. So let's not waste, just cremate me. Like, if anyone cares to shout out to my niece Angela, please keep my ashes somewhere. Like, the day my kids listen to this, they'll be like, she never wanted us to have her ashes anyways.
That is funny.
They won't care to. But how would you like your funeral to go?
Like, I don't want a funeral.
Okay.
I really don't. I just want one day to be here, the next day to be gone, and let my existence be a mystery.
Oh, please. Where you get that from?
I actually just thought of that.
Guys, when she starts these things, me, I just check out.
Like, one day I'm here, the next day I'm dead, and nobody knows what happened to me.
Okay. Here's the thing I've always said about Amanda. Amanda refuses to attend funerals. So I think in the last 5 years, I've gotten better at even attending or acknowledging funerals and stuff. And I never used to like black. Part of it is trauma that my mother imposed on me. However, recently I bought a dress. I bought a black dress that like says, whoo, funeral ready. I mean, you can wear the dress for a cocktail party, but it's one of those statements that if it were at a funeral, I'll be so ready. I don't know who I'm killing for to wear this dress.
Wow.
I have an outfit. I'll go back to my point. My point was I started going to funerals. And one of the other things that I was talking to someone about is the fact that I don't know enough funeral songs that if they left me in charge of something like that, guys, we'll be playing YouTube. There's only one song I know. I only know one song.
The thing is, if I know the I know the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
If you start a song, I can sing it. Because you know how in Zimbabwe, when my aunt passed away, the funeral wasn't a one-day thing. It was literally 2 weeks of people coming over singing. If they're Ndebele songs, I'm pretty sure I know probably one or two words.
But I also think the other piece to it is, it's not about Ndebele or Shona songs, but I think for the most part, they tend to be SDA songs. And neither one of us are SDAs.
Yeah.
So unless we're singing Amakuku.
There is somebody who made a party song called Amakuku. Every time somebody says that, I'm thinking, isn't that a song we dance to?
No, it's not.
I'm sure somebody who's saying it. You know, people back home be not serious.
Guys, they just be adding things unnecessarily.
And so for my funeral, for me, I wouldn't want a funeral. I'm like, just don't waste your time. Like, I'll be gone. I don't know what's happening. Like, you know. But I probably want to be cremated. I don't want you to worry so much about where my body is going to be buried. This is a skin suit anyways. It's going to decay. It's not that big of a deal. Throw me in the ocean, okay?
I thought stuff was illegal, though.
Huh?
I think it's illegal to throw people, to throw ashes in there.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell them. You just go. Like, you don't have to announce that you're going to throw me in the ocean. Just, you know.
Yeah, I would like to go on the news and just be like, today.
If you get yourself arrested, or know that I would not get you because I'm dead. You know? And also, like, if you didn't like me in real life, please don't come to my funeral. Like,
but okay, guys, the reason why I said I've started going to funerals is each time there's a funeral, I'll call Amanda, I'm like, Amanda, so there's a funeral, you're going? She'll be like, why? This boy don't show up to me when I'm alive. And I'm like, but it's a funeral. Like, have we, like, taken funerals and made them these things where we have to show up to and act a certain way? Right? Yeah. Like, I keep thinking about the fact that we want to go to funerals and say the nice things. Like, people are never honest at funerals. They'll be like, this person was so good. This person was so religious. They were so into God. I don't know. By saying that, are we opening gates for them? Are we?
We are not. We're opening the health gates for ourselves because we're lying in the presence of God.
I'm also the person that I feel like we have to be honest. Like, we have to tell the truth. Guys, if I broke your heart, please come and say this, bitch. Mm-hmm. If I stole your man, it is a lie.
No, but funerals are basically like, what do we call this? Like, it's like an acting class for amateurs. Right? It's like an acting class for amateurs. It's like, we're all pretending.
Oh, the best part is we all wear the respectable clothing, huh?
Yeah.
Where we have to present like we're here. And I don't know why a dead person needs respect. This person does.
Also, like, you can tell the truth. This person dead. It's not like they're going to wake up and be like, oh my gosh, you lied. Like, no, if this person was a mean person to you, like, let them rest in peace, but they were still mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're not going to wake up and be like, you're lying on my name. Like, no, sir. You are dead. I have no
respect. You are dead. Stay dead.
Stay dead.
It might be in South Africa where you wake up and eat rice. Guys, it's possible. Dude,
this is why that lady that was like, this woman brought a man to my brother's house. I was applauding her. I was like, speak your truth. Because people be... People have been lying at funerals. Like, that was the most amazing man I've ever met. Stop lying. This man is trash.
It takes me back to, okay, guys, I've been watching way too much Netflix, but there was this funeral, like The Last Word. It's like a show where this lady plans the, I don't even think she wanted to do her husband's eulogy, but she ended up doing it. And so she figures, if I can wing it like that and be that decent, if I take the time, I might be good. So she has someone whose mom passed away. And so this mom was like working in shelters, doing meditation. And so the lady is asking her, so what are the things that your mother say? She said, well, she said, I wasn't going to amount to anything and never accomplish anything. I was a disappointment in her life. But she was a great mom. She's like, you do want to just call her out, don't you? And because it's a funeral, everyone goes back and forth debating of like, well, we can't say mean things at funerals.
Yes, we can.
And she was like, well, she was, your mom sounds like she was a great woman to everybody else. But not you.
let me tell you something. If there's a time to call out my parents, it will be when they're dead.
Right? Like, I feel like that is the perfect time to be like, you liked this child better than me, this and this. And it doesn't take away. I don't think we can only bond with the positive stuff.
Yeah.
We never know. Like, we never know all the bad stuff that we all experienced at the hands of this person. We should be allowed to bond over them.
This is why I'm like, please don't. If you didn't like me in real life, don't bother coming to my funeral. Because you're going to be lying to yourself. You're going to be pretending.
Well, they'll probably show up and say, Amanda was nice, I think.
It's just a thought.
It's
just a thought. Don't even think about it. It's fine.
Well, I agree with you. I think we should stop showing up for people when they're dead. And start showing up for people when they're still alive.
And also, if you don't want to show up, don't show up. You know what
I mean? Don't show up in my life, but also don't show up to my funeral. You're taking up space.
Also, guys, you know, as we get older, this is like the friends we make. I read this somewhere, like the friends we make is like we're collecting people that are gonna like show up to our funeral.
Ain't that the truth, though?
I was talking to one of my friends. She's like, in Canada, there's going to be a few people showing up for me. I died. I was like, oh, we're on the same boat.
I am responsible for planning this funeral. I'm also responsible for crying the most at this funeral. I'm responsible for too much of this
funeral. First of all, don't come to my funeral in a crying thing. Don't be crying at my funeral. You better be kicking. Life is hard. It's a celebration. I made it.
You made it to her. Oh, you don't have to worry about your student loan.
Oh, I don't have to worry about my stupid car. I don't have to worry.
But I feel like that was the most accurate statement that anyone has ever said at a funeral was, guys, this person is gone. They don't have to worry about making it to the shift tomorrow.
They don't have to worry about performing in this world, you know, because
they don't have to worry about trying or trying to fake it until they make it, because they done. They're gone done. They did. Yeah.
Guys, you know, people don't understand my experience with like dead people or death.
Mm.
Like, I always think it's not funny, haha, funny, but it's like awkward funny because I can't deal with it. So I remember I met one of my friends and they asked me about my father. And me being me, I said, that nigga dead, right?
Sorry, we laugh about when she says that statement, we laugh.
Kanye did a thing in a song and she said that about Michael Jackson and it always stuck with me. Mm. And I was like, I don't think I should be taking anything from Kanye West. But anyways, I digress.
I know they're dead. Mm.
So I said that and they looked at me. And so when I told them that we're going to have a conversation about funerals, he was like, may you please talk about the time when I asked you about your father and you said that nigga dead and I didn't know how to react because to me, that's a sad thing. And I'm like, it is sad. But that statement is funny. So it is sadly funny, don't you think? It's like, now that I know
you. How you process your trauma by making jokes.
It's like, now that I know you, I think it's funny. But then when I had just met you, this is what you say to me. And I'm like, this girl, weird. I was like, probably I am weird, but I'm not rejoicing on his death or anything like that. But how else can I deal with it?
We're supposed to cry. And I think that's the part where everyone likes to come together and talk about, wasn't he such a great guy? You're like, no, that nigga dead. I never saw him. I don't know about him. We're not comfortable with the truth when it comes to funerals.
When it comes to dead people, we always know that we have to uplift their name, like make them larger than life, than they really were. It's like, say, you were not great when you were alive. Why am I putting greatness in your name when you're dead?
Oof. Oof.
Like, stop it. Like, no. But there's some people that were genuinely great people. So when you're going to their funeral, there's that sense of, but I think my thing is, let's be honest about it. If you come to my funeral and you didn't like me, like, I give you the right to be like, I didn't like her.
That's true.
I didn't like her.
That is very true.
Put it in part of your eulogy. Like, she was stubborn. Like, I feel like one thing though, if my mother is still alive, God forbid I die before her, she would tell the truth at my funeral. I don't think she'll be like, she'll be like, she was amazing, but also she was very difficult.
Well, you know how African parents give compliments.
Yeah. She'll be like, rest in peace.
Weren't we talking about how do you write your own eulogy and what would you actually say?
My eulogy will be full of apologies. And then
why?
Like you
anyway. Why?
Because I feel like I owe some people apologies.
Okay.
I react to my emotions. If I don't like you at that time or whatever you did to me, I don't like it. I don't like you forever. Not forever.
So are we saying we're going to hire like someone, like one of those voice people?
To read?
Yeah, to read it.
I think as discussed before, my little sister will read the eulogy. My little sister will probably be like, yeah, she was mean. Yeah, she wasn't nice here. You deserve that apology.
Oh, she'll be the one to be like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's like, I agree. I agree with everything that you all are saying. Don't be, she doesn't deserve kindness if she was mean to you. Tell your truth.
That's true.
So she can read it out loud and be like, you know what? No, she doesn't mean this. She's lying. So I'm not going to read it.
I was thinking about how there are certain people that will probably come and be like, Joseph was a whore. Do you like the part where I didn't say I was a whore? And
my first initial thought was, who's Joseph? But
we cannot giggle the whole episode. I know. But I think it's a great example of like, guys, I understand you want to say all these nice things about my child, but I would also like to tell you that Joseph is the one that created AIDS, because the way he was a whore. I appreciate you taking the time to show up, but if you're going to be here, we're going to have to do this right.
I feel like, can a funeral be like a gossiping session where we just talk about this person that died and be honest? Like, I feel like it could be that. It could be we just sitting there talking about our experiences with them, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like, oh my gosh, Joseph was so amazing.
That's true. Well, and also, who is Joseph?
Like, also for me, for you to get into my funeral, I need to know what relationship we had. We're gonna hire, I'm gonna hire a security guard, even in my, who are you and what was the relationship?
That's true. Like, if people like to show up to funerals without knowing what they're there for. See, okay, I am not going to hate on that part of your statement. I will encourage this.
You know how a wedding is, who are you related? How are you related to this?
Like, which side of this funeral are you sitting on?
I feel like there will be like, the one, I feel like there should be three sides. The ones that loved me, the ones that were like, you know, sometimes, yeah. And then the ones that were just like, nah.
Ah.
But we were still cool, you know? Because there's people that are like, you know, Amanda is exhausting, but they're like, but we're still cool.
Yeah.
And there's people that are like, some days, me and Amanda are cool. Some days, what? Mm. And then there's people that are like, you know, me and Amanda stay cool.
Fair.
You know? So I'm like, everybody needs to, but we also need to have a documented relationship.
Do you have a picture? Do you have something that shows us you like, is there a story you could tell us?
You know, why is you here? Because first of all, at the funeral, there will be no food.
Okay, why do we need to, isn't that the most awkward thing though? Why do I need to eat at the funeral?
Why? When I go to a party, not even a funeral, I eat at my house before I get to somebody's house because I never know what they have.
Well, and I think the biggest thing for me is like, especially in Canada where we love to like meet at the person's house.
Yeah.
Like, I think whether it is if your spouse dies and you still live in there, that's where we're going to meet or we're going to like come together there. And then now I'm coming and eating on your grave. I mean, obviously, our ideas are very radical, guys.
No, but I'm also like, let's think about it like this. Let's say you die without life insurance.
Let's not even start talking about that one, but go on.
You die without a will. You die with nothing, right?
Uh-huh.
The people that are burying you and arranging your funeral have to pay for everything. I hate that it always goes back to money, but also you don't want to leave these people in more debt than they're already in because your death didn't bring nothing to the family.
No, guys, you are dead. You don't have to worry about the shift.
So now they have to worry about all these things. What about food? What about whether you're going to be cremated or just buried? What about all these other things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then there's people that say they want to be taken back to Zimbabwe.
Where?
One more time.
Mm-mm. You just want to enjoy the plane. I feel like I always think that is kind of a selfish thing for people who want to be, especially if you didn't lay out the arrangements for other people to do that for you.
Or like you said, get your life insurance in order so that no one is remaining doing any of that stuff. They're just following your wishes, but all of that stuff is paid for.
Yeah. Because I am like, taking a body to Zimbabwe is so expensive.
It is.
And then planning a funeral, and the funeral over there is not 1 day, 2 days. It's a whole week. You have to feed the people in that week.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation, find a place that you're going to be buried at, all these other things.
Well, the West, I think, has to do with, funeral has to be in this village. Ah, guys. Why am I going out of my way to put it?
I don't know, but you were coming in and out. I didn't hear what you said.
No, I was talking about people that talk about, I need to be buried at this village. So you show up in the city. And then we also have to transport you to the village. The thing is,
if somebody tells me they want to be buried in Zimbabwe, don't put me as the person that arranges your funeral.
That's true.
Because that's just thinking about it. I'm just like, but why? Can I take your ashes and sprinkle them in in a grave somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe it is the, I need my bones to be back where they were supposed to be. Dust to dust what? To dust.
What is that going to change, though? Your body is just a skin suit.
Well, here's what I say. The moment you hear that I have kicked the bucket, please go in and get rid of certain things in my house because I have a few things that I'm hiding. And then please max out all of my cards. Withdraw money from my accounts before they freeze that stuff. Then will you announce that I'm dead? And just let my sister come and peruse my whole closet. God knows she's been waiting. And then you can announce my death. Because before that, what are you going to get out of this?
That is true. But I was also thinking that maybe we should start. Somebody said this idea and I was like, I would like that. We should write each other's eulogies.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, are you saying we write it while we're still alive so that I can see what your ass is going to say?
Yes. Why would I wait till I'm dead? Like,
wait. Because when you're dead, it's no longer about you. It's about how much you bothered me.
I need to, you know how the idea of giving people their flowers when they're still alive?
Mm-hmm.
I want my flowers.
Mm.
Nah.
You know, the one that was funny for me was someone said, guys, I am so broke. I wish I could just ask the money you're going to bury me with.
So true. Like,
you know, people who find this money to bury me, please give it to me now so that I can enjoy it. And then you worry about burying me. The burying me is not important for me.
I'm like, guys. But what's the difference between a funeral and a celebration of life? Or is it the same thing?
I don't know. I think traditionally we just call them funerals. But now people are doing more of celebrations of life because they're trying to get away from that depressive, we all wear black. But guys, I'm going to be stylish in my black dress, like with a hat. With the fascinator.
The problem is that you think the funeral is a runway.
I might as well get something out of this. I can't just be going to the funeral and be miserable.
You have to showcase your boobs.
At least I didn't say my boobs. Okay? At least you guys be grateful I didn't say I was going to leave my boobs out. My boobs are not staying out, but I am going to be showcasing a little samsa.
I might not show up to the funeral.
That's not a bad idea. You are so devastated that you couldn't make it, huh?
It's okay. For me, it's not that I hate funerals. I hate the performances that we put on at funerals.
That is so true.
I don't, and I'm not saying that let's not mourn the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that let's not, if we are hurt, be hurt. But I'm also like, when we are there and we keep on retelling the people that are closely affected by somebody's death, how sorry we are, how much pain we're in, we are being inconsiderate because we keep on causing that much pain to the people that were closest to the person
died. Also, we're taking away their experience. Right. I feel like sometimes we go in there and I'm like, oh my God, Amanda, your mom was such a great woman. And you're like, nah.
You know,
like, who are you talking about? Because it's not my mother. Like,
right?
But so also, it feels like you're doing that for you more than it is actually doing it for. Because I would like to think when people come and do those speeches, the purpose is to comfort their loved ones.
No. I feel like sometimes it becomes a competition of who was closer to the dead.
Okay.
family.
If you want to be closer to the dead, you need to die.
No, but like, who was closer to the person that died? Like, people always feel the need to showcase that their relationship was better than the next person.
Mm.
And it is like, it takes away from what we're here to do. And also, because somebody died and we're here retelling the stories and stuff like that, are we really comforting the people that are really closely affected, or mm-hmm. we're causing more pain?
Mm. Well, we're thinking, don't they say their memories live longer or whatever? So they live in our memories.
But I also think that, I feel like if there's a funeral at my house, please read the room.
Yes? If we're laughing, laugh with us.
If we're laughing, laugh. Because when my aunt passed away, the funeral was like a roller coaster. Let me tell you why.
Mm.
1 minute there was dancing, there was a lot of like noise. The next minute they'll be crying. The next minute there will be laughter, because it was like everybody who came in read the room.
Mm.
People were still performing, because that's a thing that we do as people.
Yeah.
But there's parts of where like my grandmothers and my other people were telling jokes. They were just laughing, and they would, you know, and then there's times where they'll be like, they'll start singing a song and whatever, and they'll start dancing, and there'll be times where there's crying. I don't think it's all be like, let's all cry and all be in this.
Isn't that more reflective of life, though? And in life, there'll be moments where you're laughing and you're joyful. There'll be moments where you're sad and we join each other. I think that's more of a better celebration of life than when we do it the other way. Like, we have said this. Did we say this on the podcast before?
Yeah.
That we suck at being at funerals together?
Oh, yeah. I think we've told the story, but tell it to the people one more time.
Like, no, I'm not even going to tell the story, but I think what it highlights is the fact that we love being in spaces where we all just want to be miserable together. And if you are going to be the joyful one, everyone looks at you like, why are you being joyful?
A lot of people were bothered when we were joyful. But I don't think that it was so much about joyful. It was like, let's take away the sadness in this room, if it's just for a few minutes.
Well, and it wasn't like intentional. Like, you know how like a comedian's intent is to come and make you laugh? Mm. We didn't go out of our way to say we're here to make you laugh. We were just present. We're just there. I was thinking about things like Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead.
Okay.
And they celebrate the lives of the people that have passed on that particular day. So I think as a culture, we have to figure out a way that we do that without us having to feel like we're performing. Because the moment people leave that room and they're outside, people be asking for each other's numbers. People be like, and like, why couldn't you just be yourself in the moment?
But also, one thing I think that we need to remember is that the funeral is a day, but grieving is a process that takes longer than one day. It could be days, it could be months. So while you're at this funeral comforting this person, it is now your responsibility to make sure, because they are grieving, they are lost. Starts after the funeral.
It starts after people disappear.
It starts when you are now by yourself. Now I have to think that at this time, this person would have been calling me, or this is what would have been happening. So while you came here and performed during this time, I don't need your performances at the funeral. I need your performances after the funeral when I am by myself.
Well, I think you put it very beautifully. We don't, like, I'm not saying people shouldn't go to funerals, but at that point, it doesn't have to be as much of a big deal. What's more of a big deal is how you support me after that.
That is true.
Because how you support me after that is what I'm going to remember.
That is true.
I'm not going to remember you coming in and just being like, oh, bye. No, we want to remember you being there for me long after people, because people forget, like, funerals are the quickest things. Like, we go for a couple of hours and we are done. But the, like you say, the grieving process lasts forever. And sometimes I feel like because everyone else has moved on, it sometimes feel like there is shame that comes with the how long you grieve for, how you grieve,
That is so true.
or how you're supposed to grieve. Because some people are going to be like, you know what? I've been taking care of this person for this amount of time while they were sick. I'm happy that I don't have to do that anymore.
That's true.
And then people will be like, why would you say that this person is dead? Ha.
This is my issue. Like, if the person that died was a trash person, when do I say this person was a trash person and it's
When am I
acceptable?
allowed to say it?
Am I allowed to say it? Or am I supposed to lie and keep on this performance that this person was a great person because everybody keeps saying that? Like, I don't know. If people were more, if in funerals I was allowed to be myself,
You show up.
because like my whole life is a joke. Tell me a time where I took anything seriously.
We will not say it. We're about to say you take everything seriously. Someone might listen to this as a job interview. You.
This is why I don't put my podcast in the. Somebody was like, "What's your podcast?" I was like, "Say no." It was a joke. I don't have a podcast out there because
It was a joke. It wasn't real, huh?
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to, take this and if my opportunities
Or what opportunities I might be closing for myself if I respond and say I have a podcast and you go check out this podcast. Oof, it's a struggle, guys. It's a struggle.
I'm like, I don't know.
How, okay, here's a twist. How do you feel about the professional mourners, people that are literally paid to go to funerals to cry?
No.
And then the people that have been doing strippers at the funeral.
Okay. So who is the stripping for? Are they stripping on the body or the stripping for the
Yes, they'll
funeral
be
itself?
stripping. They'll be twerking on the body. They'll be doing the most.
No, first of all, no. Why are they tracking on the body? The body does not enjoy anything. The people
I feel like the way we talk about dead people is as if we've been dead and came back.
I'm sure, they don't feel anything. Why can't you just, like, if you, okay. In my opinion, I don't think that you should have strippers at the funeral, but go to the strip club in honor of your homie.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? If you want to celebrate there, go to this strip club. I don't think we as a world you are progressing, but I don't think we've progressed to a level where we will be accepting seeing naked women at a funeral.
But like you said, it's a competition at the funeral, guys.
It really is.
Like, it's a competition. We're
But
out here competing. Don't even know what we're competing for.
I feel like also instead of hiring other people to be professional mourners, there's always somebody in your family who does the most. Give them money, tell them to do more. Keep the money in the family.
So before you die, as you're about to die, make sure you've appointed someone to cry with the most enjoy.
Okay, because you talked about professional mourners where like I remember seeing what is it? Africa's Got Talent, where this guy came and was crying and he was like, he's a professional mourner. And I was like, okay, I get it. But instead of paying somebody outside of the family, just pay a family member.
That's fair. I think if the family member is not willing, if
If
the family member is not willing to do it for free,
nobody
what
wants
are we
to
doing?
cry for you, that's okay. Let people express themselves however they want to express themselves.
That's true. Well, and I think okay, the other thing sometimes that we do is I am people in the statement. People like to judge what people show up in funerals in.
Tell us more.
And people in this, and I think it really goes back to that idea of like what someone has to wear at a funeral and what's considered respectful. If you are going to show up in your jeans, just show up in your jeans. It's fine, guys.
Like, I don't understand why we have to wear black.
Well, we know anything that's bad or something we don't like is quote unquote black, right?
As a black person, I reject your statement.
Well, but that's what the world has made the color seem like. Because who said we can't wear white, guys?
I feel like there's some people actually wear white. Like they call it homecoming, homegoing, something. There's people that wear white. Was that a saying? There's a name for it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I also don't want to Google anything because I'm lazy, but there's something.
There's something. Okay. But we can wear.
You can, there's some, is it religious beliefs or groups of people from some country that wear white on their wedding, on their funerals.
That's fair. I think that's a better thing to do.
At my funeral, don't wear white. Wear yellow.
Just be looking like sunflowers.
Yeah, sunflowers are my favorite flowers too.
And please show up in sunflower. Not just like the yellow, but everything else. Also, if you can't look like a sunflower, find a sunflower.
Put sunflower oil on your body too. Everything.
Sunflower oil on your body. I think it's one of those where maybe the dead person will laugh because you all look ridiculous. Okay, it sounds like we're talking about funerals, but okay, here's my last word, and my conclusion is going to be this. The funeral is for the living people. You can do whatever you want, but what you cannot do is be dishonest and pretend to be things that you're not. And I'm saying that to say, if you didn't like me and if you all you feel like doing is just spitting on my grave, do whatever thing you need to do to let go so that you can move on with your life. I do not want to be in my death still worried about my enemies. Please release me, okay? I also do not sign up to being anyone's sister. Please, I do not have time. I need to sleep kindly. But we need to be kind and show up for each other when we're still alive, rather than waiting to say I'm going to show up in your death. You don't even know if I know. But my only wish in life is to actually be a fly at my own funeral. I'm ready to see who's going to show up, though. That's my take home. That's my last thing. That's my
thing is, I, for whatever reason, I think that people are going to show up. But my expectation of you when you're showing up is for you to be honest with yourself.
Mm.
You don't have to perform. You do not have to conform to what everybody at the funeral is doing. Be yourself. If you didn't like me, say it with your whole chest.
But also laugh.
Like, you know, I love to laugh. I laugh at everything and nothing. So make the funeral fun. You know, but also, before we all die, let us write wills. Let us have life insurance. Let us have all these things that make sure that the people that we leave behind are not, they've said that we left, but they are not worried about their finances when they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be, now I'm worried that she's gone. Now I'm worried about how I'm going to pay for her funeral, how I'm going to do all these things. That shouldn't be a worry.
But also, you can give me the money you're going to bury me with right now.
you are just horrible. But I think for me, because I didn't understand when people would be like, do you have life insurance? I was like, for what? Because there's always this thing that death is so far away.
Well, I think at this point I've stopped counting, like, since birth. I'm counting till death. Well, I'm just counting down till I die. Like, what do I need to do before I die? Not what have I done since I've been born. I don't have time with that.
I also think that I don't think that for you showing up at my funeral is as important as checking on the people that I left behind.
Yeah.
If you know,
checking, it's not when you remember, when it's important. No, checking with them long after, like months after.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you recently lost someone and I didn't check up on you, I'm sorry. I am going to use this as a thing to remind myself so I can do better.
Yes. God is not done with me yet. He knows. Because I don't know how to approach talking about funerals. My friend posted a thing the other day talking about he lost his mom 26 years ago or something, and he was like, he deserves cake. It was funny. It was like, 21 years ago, and he deserves a key. And I laughed so hard at that. And I was like, this is why we're friends, because you think this is funny. I know he doesn't think it's funny, but it's his way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, this is just wrong. Why would you giving you a key for somebody who died? But it's also hilarious because it's funny. But I just think that funerals are never fun. But from now on, how can we try and make them fun? Put your in the subscription box. I'm kidding. Guys, I think Noreen is gone.
I'm right here. I let you have your moment by yourself. So because I was quiet, I was like, let me let her be for a second.
I thought the Wi-Fi went off. Oh, because I thought that was funny.
Oh, she thought she was going to recruit me in her laughingness. God.
You are a horrible person. I was like, wait, I think her Wi-Fi went off.
Now I'm here. I had you. I'm right here.
I'm not saying it should be a comedy show.
Oh, you know what? I think that was actually one of the best funerals I've seen. So, okay, guys, I've told you that I'm like binging on Scandal. I've seen Scandal. I'm just re-binging with this whole thing. I have a lot more stuff to say, but when Harrison died, the funeral was basically we go to the gravesite. And we ask the guy to drop it. We drop some roses and people go their own separate direction.
That is actually an idea.
Right?
You don't even have to go
short and there's no singing. There's no speeches because your speeches, I'm sure they're going to be bullshit anyways.
Guys, also we can do a roast though, a comedy roast where you can roast me when I'm dead because I have no comeback.
You want to be roasted when you're dead?
Yeah. You won't hurt my feelings because I'm already dead.
That's true. It's for your own pleasure. It's a way to let go. You know what I thought about? Mm-hmm. With the idea of checking up on the people that I left, please ask if people want that. Please don't impose it on them.
Facts. That is so true.
Right? Because sometimes we just go in and we think we're giving people what they need. Yeah. We just say it what we would like, but it's not what everyone would like. Right, we don't know. Like, I seriously, when my mom lost her mom, my grandma, I didn't know what to do. The only thing I knew to do was to, like, go drive all the way to Fort Mac and bring her best friend. I'm like, here.
This is all I can do for you.
This, here. Is that okay? Is there anything else? Okay, okay. Because it's just an awkward situation. But since like years have gone by, sometimes we joke. She's like, oh, I just remembered my mom today because of your damn things that you just did. And I was like, yay, we can now joke about it.
I know. I get so awkward when people talk about like their lost loved ones. Mm-hmm. Like when we lost, my mom was raised by her uncle and she lost a couple 2 years ago or something, and all she wanted to do was talk about him. But I felt like, because I knew him too, I felt like because she wanted to talk about him, I had to talk about him too.
Well, all you needed was to just hold space?
All I needed to do was to just hold space.
Mm.
So it was just like, she'll be like, she's crying, and she'll, and like the whole idea of just be there, it's like, I want to do something so that you can stop crying.
Oh.
But also, a part of me knows that there's nothing I can do. She's yeah. just experiencing that. But there's also a part of me that's like, what can I do to stop this?
Well, and we also can't, I don't know. Are we laughing and joking because we are uncomfortable with the uncomfortable?
Yes.
Okay. I was just checking. I was just making sure. I didn't want the whole episode to finish and we didn't check ourselves.
Yes, that is it. It's just, we're just uncomfortable.
Well, we're just, we've admitted our faults. We're uncomfortable.
We never claim to be perfect. Anyways, guys, this has been
Love Isn't with Amananda and Noreen.
Where the U is for you. And we
encourage you to be selfish. If you need to kiss out that person at the funeral, please do it. Because that's taking care of you. That's being selfish. It's not about the dead person. No.
The funerals are not about the dead. Because
they're
already dead.
It's about us and being, like, if I let go of what I thought about that person and guys start to look at them from an a new place, that's not a word, but I've just made it up. It will be a better space. Bye-bye. Bye.